What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast, Draft Night. It's almost here. I'm recording it just an hour away from the NFL Draft 2022 version. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's been a crazy week here. No, it was no daily last yesterday. It's been one of those weeks. But, of course, including in that, me and Alex did record episode 97 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. Will be coming out tomorrow night, so be on the lookout for that. Where we did talk some NFL draft there a little bit, and I'm going to kind of review and talk a little bit about some more here on this edition of the Daily here real quick. This kind of set the stage when this comes out right at 7 on this podcast feed. Again, the Purple Project Podcast. Listen to it wherever you get your podcast. If you're not subscribed to this K-State podcast, please subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're nice enough, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review if you want. But most importantly, please leave us that 5-star. Help us out tremendously for different reasons. Get this podcast out there to a lot of K-State fans who are not familiar with this podcast. Of course, in that weekly edition, you mentioned several of the cats that are up for draft. That includes Skylar Thompson. from what I've read about Skylar Thompson, obviously that momentum carried from the Texas Bowl against Tech, where he lit up LSU there. one guy who tweeted out who's close to the team thinks he could go to the Patriots late. We'll have to see about that. Also, a guy that, you know, could be right there in the mix, also staying on the offensive side of the ball, is Josh Revis there. He was a four-year starter for the Cats, and he was the most improved, according to the coaching staff, as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how, if he can get drafted, obviously, there. And then we have two stalwarts in the that played in the K-State back end of the defense, Rush East being one of those, very, very quiet. I wish he would have still stayed put at K-State. I mean, we talked a lot about Mark Smith, the transfer from Mizzou, who really stood out for K-State basketball this year. I wish he would have stayed for another year. Rush East, for me, is one of those guys that I wish he would have stayed for another year. But obviously, he went about his business, obviously, and Rush East, I'm talking about, earned himself first team All Big 12 here. And he's probably, for me, more likely to get drafted along with this dude we've had on the podcast. It'll be pretty awesome to see this guy get drafted, a guy that we've had on Triple P, one of only three guests so far on this podcast, and I'm working on getting another one on this podcast before our huge episode milestone. That I'm talking about, Reggie Stubblefield. This dude, what a story. Obviously, you not listen to his story, obviously. Go back, listen to that episode. Very, very fun episode with Reggie Stubblefield. He lets it all on the table as well. And he left it out by chance that he would like to be back on again. So, maybe, hopefully, if he does get drafted, we would love to definitely have Reggie back on the Purple Project podcast there. He was definitely under the radar. He didn't really get on the field. He tells that story to us a few weeks ago. He didn't get on a story that really changed things. Texas Tech, that's where it all changed for K-State defensively there. Obviously, the play that stands out is the the big-time defensive end for us there. Man, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he made the ridiculous safety there and really changed the game there for K-State there as well. So now I'm trying to look up at the same time his name there, what he put down against TCU there. Let's see if I can. Sorry, that's gonna bother me now. Let's see here. I'm gonna do a little bit of research here on that here. Yeah, and Duke Uzama. Yeah, that's shame on me. I should have known that from Ready to Jump. But yeah, like I said, it's been one of those weeks. But you, Duke Uzama. Yes, game-changing season play there. The sack against Texas Tech there, where they just came out flat. And Reggie Stubblefield, that's where I think he wasn't getting even much playing time leading up to that game. And then having needing him on the field there. And then from there, this defense just really took off from there. So that would be really special to see his name being called out this weekend in the NFL draft as well. So that's four guys right there of note. Everybody's known for K-State here. Of course, the former K-State football players. Obviously, Skylar having that lot of momentum in this quarterback draft, this quarterback class, not very good. No shame on Skylar, QB1, but overall, none of these guys really impressed me, but only a couple that I named off in that number 97 episode of the podcast. So you want to make sure you want some more draft talk and want some more K-State content from a different point of view. You want to listen to us, me and Alex, have all that in episode 97 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition, including, of course, a look at baseball this weekend and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. Of course, yes, this weekend, my number one favorite memory of the men's and women's basketball team will be revealed in a sneak peek, just a sneak peek, a clue. Alex already talked about it on episode 97. So that's a little bit of a preview there of my favorite moment from this year as well. So definitely wanted, since it's draft night, wanted to kind of do a recap of K-State, former K-State football players who've been in the system with Chris Klieman up for the 2022 draft. It'll be interesting to see if a K-State player gets drafted and where to. That is for sure. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, you're not a subscriber. Please hit the subscribe button and get alert message every time we upload content, whether it's daily, almost every day, or a weekly edition of the podcast. Please join us as we're approaching a huge milestone on the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast. Appreciate y'all continuing to spread the word about this K-State podcast. Eddie Greer signing off. Have fun with the draft this weekend overall. Boy, oh boy, I could be ranting. We'll see what happens here as we are pretty much an hour out from the shenanigans of the NFL Draft 2022 style from Las Vegas. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!